Creating God, send your holy power into the presence of this moment. Open to us your holy word and remind us of your divine purpose, not to create and walk away, but to create and be in relationship with creation. May we yearn for you as you yearn for us. May we love as you love. We offer this and all our prayers in the strong name of our brother and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. With the start of school, the change of routines, and for many a chance to get back into the church routine, we have paired today with our fall kickoff service a reading from the story of creation. And it's appropriate that as we kick off the beginnings of so many things, that we also take a look, a new look perhaps, at the beginnings of our holy scriptures, at the beginnings of creation. It's also good to hear right away, right at the start of the season, about the deep love that God has for each and every one of us. The reading today that Chris offered captures that. But we are also reminded of our connectedness to one another. And the reading is a familiar one. We might not remember word for word the description of the river that flows out of Eden. Does anybody remember all the names of the river having just heard it, yet not 5 minutes ago? Of course, Eric, only Eric. Chris with the paper, do you remember it without looking? No. This is good. It's okay. But what we do remember, Euphrates, Tigris, Pishon, and Gihon. Come on, folks. I know, elementary stuff. But what we do remember pretty clearly is how God created humanity in this, what is a second telling of the creation story. We can almost see the loving hands of God scooping dust up from the earth and forming it into the likeness of the human being. We can feel God's hands moving over us. And if we close our eyes and breathe deep, we can imagine our own lungs being filled with that holy, life-giving breath. It is the story of the first of us, but it is a reminder of how intimately God works in each of us. Because God didn't do the work of creation on a whim. Rather, before the dawn of creation, God yearned. But God did not long for a toy to play with or a land to have dominion over. God yearned for otherness, for relationship, for partnership. And out of that longing came everything that was, is, and will be. Out of that longing, out of God's own self, came us in the form of that first being formed of dust and breath. Because that is what it represents. Us. All of us. Often when we read this passage, we hear the story of the creation of man, followed by the creation of woman, and then the story goes on from there. But Adam, or the Adama, is more than a man. It's the personification of all humankind in one body, not male or female, but containing both and all that's in between. The Adama is God's image in creation, reflecting God's creative power, yes, but also reflecting that longing for companionship, otherness, relationship. What follows in the story is a creative way to populate the world with all the living creatures that slither, that crawl, the ones that fly, and the ones that walk. God, in an effort to address the loneliness of the Adama, brought forth all of them. But of course, none of them were a suitable companion. And how could they be? They might all have been formed of the same dust as the Adama, but they all came from outside of that living being. In the act of bringing the universe into being, God created out of God's own self. God reached into God's own self and the universe was born. What we learn in this story is that the same had to happen to the Adama. That a companion is not just created, but is intimately a part of the Adama, in the same way that creation is intimately a part of God. What we hear about in this story is longing and powerful love. We learn that before the dawn of creation, God longed for relationship, and so God created the world, the universe, and everything in it. What we learn is that the Adama, all alone, needed companionship, needed someone to walk the world with, and in response to that longing, God creates again, but out of the Adama's own being. What we learn from this story is that we are bound to one another in a very intimate way, flesh, bone, and spirit bound to be in relationship with one another. And because of that, no one is meant to walk this world alone. And if we work back, we find that not only are we bound to one another, but to all things and to God, because from one another we are created, and so to one another we are bound. From the dust of the earth we are created, and to the earth and its creatures we are bound. From the yearning and the breath of God, the universe was created, and so too, God is bound to everything that is, was, and will yet be. It's the poetry of creation, a thread of connectedness sewn in and through all things. These are the things that we should hear from this reading today, especially as so many of us are beginning something new. So when we walk from this time of worship, we do so knowing that we are loved so deeply that God pulls us from God's own self. But just as important is that we are family, created to be in community with one another. We live out that family-ness in a very powerful way here at St. Paul's as we journey together in faith. Like any family, we're here to support and celebrate together, to hold one another in our tears and to dance together in our joys. We're also dysfunctional, like any family. Nothing about us is perfect. But together we find wholeness. Just as Adam is not whole without Eve, we are not whole without one another. And all of this leads to the significance of those closing words of today's scriptures. Does anybody remember what the closing words were? No, well, that wasn't in the scripture, but it was what we said at the end. That's a fair point, Eric. The last words of the scripture were, "And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." We should be able to be naked with each other, right? Everyone's okay? You're going to pass, Kelly says. I don't mean that we should all take our clothes off. I mean that we should feel safe in this place to expose who we are, to share our faith and love of Christ openly along with our questions and our doubts. We should not be ashamed when we struggle under the burdens of grief that are more than one person can bear. Together we carry those loads. Together we seek beyond these walls and care for those who've fallen under the weight of their own hard times. That is the part of our work as connected beings, as church, to be there for one another when things fall apart, to help in putting the pieces back together. And we do this in here and out there because we are not whole without one another. In God's image we are created, and whether that image rests in the face of someone you love or find hard to love, they are as much a part of you as the dust of the earth and holy breath. So as we go forth today, let us seek wholeness in journeying and learning together. Let us reach out for one another and for God, just as God reaches out for us. And let us do that with a love that can shape the universe. Amen. Our next hymn of praise is found in Voices United, number 296. This is God's Wondrous World. I hear that there's going to be some, there's going to be some key changes and some extra pieces, so kind of go with the flow as the music flows through you.